Ladies and gentlemen, if I say I'm an oil man, you will agree.
Do you find me undesirable?
Oh, no, Mrs. Robinson. I think you're the most attractive of all my parents' friends.
I'll be back.
I can write a hit play. Why can't I have a little drink to unwind myself?
That's it, baby. When you got it, flaunt it. Flaunt it.
We love to flaunt our movie folks on Friday. Rafer Guzman, movie critic for Newsday, co-host of the Movie Date podcast, and Kristen Meinzer, takeaway culture producer and co-host of the Movie Date podcast. Welcome, guys.
Hi there.
Happy Friday. So what do we got? We got an advice book movie, What to Expect When You're Expecting. Sacha Baron Cohen goes back to his roots with The Dictator, and a board game Battleship on the big screen. Let's start with the advice book. Is this really a movie adaptation of What to Expect When You're Expecting? I have five kids, so that book hangs around in our house. You know what I mean?
It's inspired by the book, but absolutely nothing to do with the book. Many of the symptoms you're going to be told about in the book appear in the movie, and that's about it.
Yeah. Do you need an epidural to endure this movie?
You know what? I expected that, actually, but I came away really liking it. It's actually quite funny, very genuine, very smart, great cast. Brooklyn Decker, Elizabeth Banks, a little bit of Chris Rock. It's very funny.
Let's hear a clip.
Dad, Wendy and I have a little announcement to make.
We're pregnant. So are we!
What? Are you kidding?
Yeah. Hell's bells, I guess, is congratulations to all of us.
I had no idea that you guys were even trying.
We weren't.
No, look, son, there's no blanks in this pistol. Boom!
So Rafer seems to think the cast works. Does the premise and the whole story work?
You know, it's manipulative. It casts way too wide a net. It has way too many stories packed in there. And I loved it. I loved every single minute of it. I totally enjoyed it.
Now, is this a advice for young folks movie? Or is this a classic chick flick, Kristen Rafer?
This is what I was calling a census-based comedy, right? They spotted a demographic shift and they're going to make a movie about it, right? They're going to try to cast a wide net, get everybody in, and make sure you see yourself on screen. And the thing is, they do a pretty good job of it. If you're expecting or anywhere in that window in your life, you'll see yourself somewhere.
I love
movie.
Hollywood. You know, childbirth. Everyone's into that. Let's do a movie about childbirth.
Exactly.
What do you think?
So, both of you, thumbs up on this one.
Fantastic.
And
yeah.
We're not allowed to say thumbs up. I understand that. Let's move on to Battleship. You know, I remember Battleship as like a goofy board game.
Right.
Computer game. And this is a movie, once again, about aliens attacking the Earth. Let's hear a clip.
Happy birthday. Blow out your candle and make a wish. Do not waste a wish on a girl. Wish for a job, an apartment, a new alternator belt so I don't have to drive you everywhere. A job or a...
It's a job twice. It's my birthday and my wish. Right?
Please don't waste it.
That's a bit of the pre-adrenaline there from a Battleship. It's mostly about a battleship, which is a completely obsolete piece of military hardware from the U.S. Navy, but they make it work.
You'd be amazed how well it does shooting down aliens, especially the USS Missouri from, World War II. I have to say this was everything you fear that a summer blockbuster will be. It's dumb. The acting is bad. The plot makes no sense. Even the soundtrack was terrible. That was the old Billy Squier song right there. Everybody wants you. I mean, the soundtrack is dated.
Kristen's got to love this one.
You know, if you love battleships, if you love the board game, you're probably going to hate this movie. Not enough battleships, not enough strategizing. A lot of just girls in tank tops for no reason. A lot of dumb conversations about men not using their potential. By the time the aliens come and start blowing up the ships, you're cheering. Like, thank you. Thank you, aliens.
Is there a reason to be in a tank top ever? Let's move on.
Rafer, go ahead. I do want to say that my one main objection to that film, nobody ever says, "You sunk my battleship." I waited for 2.5 hours for someone to say that. Nobody ever said it.
All right, but this is a classic premise. I've seen some of the reviews, and they say that the reason this movie works is it's adrenaline from beginning to end, and you don't get a chance to stop and think about how stupid it is. Is that even a valid premise there?
I stopped and thunk quite a bit in this movie.
Really? All right. So bad news on Battleship. That'll sink your weekend if you go to Battleship. But, I'm pretty interested in Sacha Baron Cohen's latest, who started, of course, with a kind of dictator Eastern European character premise. Very successful with that.
Borat.
They ventured away from it. Didn't do as well. It seems like he's coming home a little bit. Here's Sacha Baron Cohen and Anna Faris in The Dictator.
I took a feminist clown workshop once. Help, help, I'm trapped under a glass ceiling.
What
the? I wasn't the best student, but,
You seem educated.
Yes, I went to Amherst.
I love it when women go to school. It's like seeing a monkey on roller skates. It means nothing to them, but it's so adorable for us.
All right, classic. Is this a documentary or is this a feature, Kristen?
This is a feature. It has a real narrative thread. It is about a dictator from a totalitarian regime who ends up in the United States for some wacky reason. There's possible identity theft happening, and I just have to say, I hate Sacha Baron Cohen. I hated Borat. I went in with really low expectations for this movie. And all that being said, I didn't think it was entirely terrible.
All right, Rafer, is this also about Sacha Baron Cohen's sort of issues with women?
You know, I have heard some criticism on that, and I will say it's true that Anna Faris is woefully underused. That was her in there. We probably heard her best line in the whole film, and she's much more talented than that. But I actually would say this movie I thought was hilarious. I thought it was so funny, so willfully offensive. I hated myself for laughing, and I laughed myself silly the entire film. I thought it was great and very smart and very pointed and very trenchant.
Some of the reviews have said that the highs are extremely high, but boy, there are some dead zones in this movie. Would you agree?
There's a lot of, I mean, you know, he likes gross humor, and that's sort of the kind of thing that you're going to have to put up with. A lot of body function jokes, which I could have done without. But his closing speech at the end, where he's comparing America to a dictatorship and drawing all the similarities in this very funny way, I thought was really almost the whole reason for the film, was for him to get up and give that speech. It's very funny.
Final comment, Kristen.
I just thought it was juvenile and irritating, but you know.
Better than Hugo, though, right? Sacha Baron Cohen's in Hugo.
Better than Hugo.
Kristen Meinzer and Rafer Guzman, movie critic for Newsday, takeaway culture producer, co-hosts of the Movie Date podcast. Have a great movie weekend, guys.
Thanks. You too.
This was everything you fear that a summer blockbuster will be. It's dumb, the acting is bad, the plot makes no sense. Even the soundtrack was terrible. That was the old Billy Squire song.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.